Good morning, or I should say good afternoon, Orange County. I'm with the Lucy Dunn, the President and CEO of the Orange County Business Council, and we had a great presentation on election 2012, the impact that it has on Orange County and the opportunities. So Lucy, can you give us a kind of an overview of, you know, what your takeaways were, you know, from our guest speaker?
Well, I thank you, Ted, and I am with the Ted Wynn, so it's like my honor to be with you today. Dan Schnur, terrific presenter, with a very significant messages. We really have to think differently. We really have to reach out, those of us that have differing opinions, and work on this state to bring it back into economic recovery. And one of the most important takeaways that I hadn't thought about before is that it is throughout California's history, it is our young people, it is that young generation that ends up saving California. So many different cycles. It is the young people throughout the history that matter. And so that has me thinking in a different way today, why this was such an important conference for me, why education is so important, why getting a college degree is important, why having housing that's affordable for our young people to stay here and not move to Austin, Texas is important. Because it's exactly right. We do need to take care of our next generation so that they can take care of us.
That's exactly right. And as he was saying that, you know, I can't help but reflect upon the new generation of technologists out there. They're pioneers. We're talking about the Facebook, the Twitters, the Instagrams, the Pinterest. You know, these are children of immigrants, if not immigrants themselves, that have been responsible for creating these new engines of growth that's fueling not only California, but also the world's economy. Can you speak about that and the huge demographic shift that California is experiencing? And then how can we, as Orange County, who've experienced it ourselves already, provide a template or an example for the rest of the nation?
Well, Ted, you summarized perfectly the whole aspect that young generation is more socially connected, socially aware, and socially giving back to their communities more than the older generation ever has. That is a wonderful template on which for us in all generations to revel in, promote, highlight, and viral. Because that's the key, isn't it? If we're communicating with each other, we can figure out the best and brightest solutions that will advance our state as a whole while being honoring the individual. And that, I think that's the beauty of new technology. It allows us to do that instantaneously. We didn't have to do that before.
Exactly. And then also speak to the changing, you know, philosophies and approaches to work. I mean, it's much more collaborative now. We're able to work internationally, you know, work all the time, really connecting to like-minded, like-hearted people throughout the world. And technology is really feeling that change. And so it's really going to be about looking at the implications of that and then fostering and, like Dan said, providing the necessary tools and the infrastructure to help cultivate that.
Yeah, that I, again, a brilliant point. One of the things that the Orange County Business Council is trying to teach the generation of baby boomers, the generation of retirees, that this is not your bedroom community of LA anymore. The new young generation, hip, cool, ethnically diverse, globally connected to their home countries, has made Orange County far more globally relevant than the generations out of the 50s and the 60s. And that is something absolutely to celebrate. And what's fascinating is sharing that with baby boomers, they're surprised. They just don't see it in their worldview. But thank God that next generation is as savvy as it is, and the best and those brightest solutions will come from global collaboration and communication.
As we're wrapping up 2012 and celebrating Hanukkah, Christmas, and approaching a new year, you know, give me your reflections on the accomplishments, challenges, successes of 2012, and then what do you hope for in 2013?
Well, the challenges of 2012 is watching an economy kind of sputter back into, a slow movement. And so we don't want to derail this little movement toward recovery. Orange County has been blessed with one of the lowest unemployment rates in the nation, but it's still not as low as it should have been before 2005. So what I'm hoping for in 2013 is a legislature that thinks very carefully and deliberately about keeping that engine moving, a business community that will be brave enough to invest their resources, hire, and bring us those 2 million new jobs we need, so that ultimately at the end of the 2013 we can show some real progress and momentum into the next year for a thriving, prosperous California that leads the nation.
That's great. And to wrap up, you know, any well wishes that you want to share for those listeners out there?
Oh, well, happiest of holidays. Drive safely. Stay warm. California is so cold right now. Stay warm. And remember to do good works. Remember to think as of all of your blessings, and yet think of those and share with those that are less fortunate than yourself at this time of year. It can't be a better time to start around this holiday season and then make a point to continue it throughout the whole new year.
And how are you going to be celebrating the holidays?
Well, I'm actually singing two church services on Christmas Day because I'm a little older, and all my younger singers in my church have time to go home and spend time with their young children and their families. So I'm giving the younger generation a bit of a break by taking on this role. And then ultimately, my music friends and I will depart for Catalina on the 26th and spend a few days there just drinking wine and all the goodie baskets people have left us.
That's wonderful. One of these days, I'm going to have you do an audio boo podcast with your a cappella, your beautiful a cappella voice. So I'm looking forward to that next year.
That will be very fun. I'll try to warm up for you.
All right. Well, thank you. That's Lucy Dunn, the president and CEO of the Orange County Business Council, and I'm wishing you the happiest of holidays. So thank you so much.
Happy holidays to you, Ted. It's always an honor to be with you. Thank you, my friend.